ill and dead in the bay, its carcass wallowing under the attention of thousands of seabirds. The path was steep and narrow. There were the remains of old steps, blocks of crudely carved stone set in the loose earth. But time and weather had eroded many of them, sending them sliding down the hill toward the beach. With a great struggle, Ryan and the others managed to haul their waterlogged raft high enough up the shore to keep it clear of the seaweed-strewn tide mark. The drums began to leak silvery drops onto the piled shingle, drying out.
With luck, it'll float again when we need it. Long enough to get us back to the Alahot and the gateway.
Jack tethered it to some frost-riven granite slabs, holding it fast against their eventual return.
Now what?
Now we go inland a ways. Find us some food and some way of getting dry. Look around some. That's what we do next.
Doc was shivering in his soaking clothes.
Must have been many small hamlets scattered about this part of New England, back before the darkening of the skies. Some of them were allegedly places of inbred oddities. I recall a writer called Hodgecraft, or some such, wrote of blasphemous entities and colors beyond space. Set many of them in this region. I strongly recommend that we be most careful.
She know what steps take if see real horror, Doc?
No, young fellow. What steps should I take?
Long ones.
The cliffs had fallen in sometime in the past 100 years. The final 90 feet of the path had vanished in a blur of tumbled pines and furrowed mudslides. When they finally reached the top, Ryan paused and looked backward. He saw that other predators had scented the death of the mighty whale shark. They were almost hidden by kicking spray, but he could make out the indistinct shapes of other sea creatures, tearing at the streaming corpse. The agitation had driven the gulls from the feast, leaving them to circle, screaming impotently, in a whirling cloud of hunger.
Which way?
Donfield peered around at the shrubs and stunted trees that angled toward the land, away from the sea's gales.
Looks something like a road over there.
They all followed the direction of the pointing finger. Among the scrub and trees, visible as it coiled over a low hill, there did indeed seem to be the dark ribbon of a highway. Despite the coolness, their clothes were drying on them as they walked. If it had been nearer winter, or the prospect of a hard frost, Ryan would have made sure they lit a fire immediately to dry out and warm up. Cold and wet were the two biggest killers in the Deathlands, far bigger than stickies or crazies.
There's some sort of direction post up ahead.
Now fully recovered from the ordeal, Doc was striding along with Lori on his arm, pointing out interesting features of the land to the girl. The seven were strung out in a loose patrol formation, on what the trader would have called a condition green assignment, where there were no signs of any threat or danger. But that didn't mean that you ignored any possible threat. It meant you didn't bother with someone out at point or using flank scouts or a distanced rear guard. The direction post had fallen over at an angle, propped against the tumbled end of a picket fence. To have lasted so long in such a harsh climate, the wood must have been amazingly well seasoned and protected. Doc and Lori were there first, and the old man bent to read the names on the four pointing fingers.
Dunwich one way, Miskatonic University next one around. Of course, we don't know which way the sign originally pointed, so we aren't really any wiser. The third name is Castle Rock.
Doc?
Lori looked like she was trying to point something out to him.
Shh, my sweet youthful bird. The last name is Jerusalem's Lot.
Ryan was next up, bending over the broken signpost, peering at the moss-covered boards. He straightened and looked at Doc.
There's nothing on any of them, Doc. All worn off and blank.
Yes, Ryan. Just one of my little jokes. You know me.
Sure do, Doc. Don't suppose you could explain this particular joke? All the names that don't exist nowhere? I mean, anywhere?
He glanced at Christy, who smiled back at him.
No, Ryan. I don't believe I can. Perhaps the truth might be found in a certain arcane volume, bound in human skin, written by the mad Arab Al-Hazred.
He smiled gently.
Then again, Ryan, my very dear friend, perhaps it might not.
So, which way? Could do with shelter with the night closing in.
Where there is a sign, then once there has been a road. Where there is a road, then there are life and people. Even if much is gone, we shall find something.
Donfield stooped and picked his way around for a few paces.
Here. The road ran that way. Blacktop. Other was only dirt.
He pointed farther along the green path.
Another sign.
This one hadn't faded to illegibility. Consequence, Maine. Population, 843.
Hope there aren't any of those inbred oddities you talked about, Doc.
JB checked the small rad counter on his lapel.
Old hotspot. Only just touches orange. This gotta be the edge of one of the original craters. Don't see that many you can tell so easy. Like a damn big dish carved out of the stone.
The saucer-shaped hole was a little more than 600 yards across, dipping around 50 feet deep. A pond of stagnant water had collected at its bottom, reflecting the orange glow of the setting sun. Unusually, there was little vegetation sprouting from the shattered stone.
That can't have done much for the population of 843 in the Ville of Consequence.
It looked as though Consequence Main hadn't ever amounted to much. One road ran in, and the same road ran out again. The derelict ruins of a light engineering factory were set back to the left, and a smaller workshop specializing in brake linings for tractors was opposite. The Peter Pan Adult Motel, quadruple X-rated movies, and one waterbed had its flat roof folded in like a concertina. Its neighbor was the Church of the Last Coming, linked with the Fellowship of the Blessed Saint Bubo of Ishmaelia. That roof was utterly gone. All four walls tipped in on one another, rotting from the bottom up. What looked to have been a general store was flattened completely. The Seven began to wander cautiously through the ruins, and Ryan looked down through the dusty glass of an unbroken window. There was a hand-lettered notice. Waltzes and Shuffles. Down-home music for friends and neighbors. Milt Tyson and his cowboy quartet. Pies and Punch. For Claggartville General's Scan Fund. Tickets, $5. Doors open at Church Hall at 7 o'clock. Last day of January 2001. Be there or... The corner of the poster was missing.
Be there or be dead. World died a week before they had their dance.
Ryan turned and gazed up what must have been the main street of Consequence. There was hardly a house left standing, time and weather continuing what the missile had started. Christy threaded her arm through his.
Getting cool, lover.
Road goes up, then down. Any blast might have been deflected by that. Best chance of shelter's over the ridge.
Hey! Find old Wag!
Ryan was sometimes surprised at how few vehicles survived from before the long winter. There must have been tens of millions of wags around, but all anyone ever saw were rusted wrecks. Only the wealthiest barons with access to a gas supply could now afford to drive for pleasure. This vehicle was like the others. It looked as though a garage had once sheltered the pickup truck, but that had gone, and the winters had stripped off the layers of paint. Tires had rotted, the gas tank had been hacked open, the glass shattered, seats removed. What remained was only the shell of a Chevy K2200. The others gathered around the wagon in silence. The reminder that night was near prompted Ryan into action.
No time to hang around here. Best keep together now and get shelter.
The temperature was dropping fast. Once the sun had gone,